Now, on the line, I have Anita Magule from Citizens Information. Good morning, Anita.
Hello, John.
This week's advice is on the widow's pension. Is that correct?
Yes. So, the widow's, the widower's, or surviving civil partner's contributory pension is a weekly payment to the husband, wife, or civil partner of a deceased person. This payment was formerly called the widow's, widower's pension. Either you or your deceased spouse or civil partner must have enough social insurance contributions. PRSI. All the PRSI requirements must be met on one person's record. You may not combine the contributions of both spouses or civil partners, and all must have been made before the death of the spouse or civil partner. To qualify, you must be a widow, widower, or surviving civil partner, and you must not be cohabiting with another person. If you are divorced and you would have been entitled to the widow's, widower's, or surviving civil partner's contributory pension, had you remained married, you keep your entitlement to this payment. If your civil partnership has been dissolved and you would have been entitled to the payment had you remained in a civil partnership again, you keep your entitlement to this pension. The pension is payable regardless of other income. The pension remains payable while you remain widowed or surviving civil partner. If you are married, enter a new civil partnership or start a habit, it is no longer payable. Widows, widowers or surviving civil partners' contributory pension weekly rates are linked to the average yearly PRSI contributions you had prior to your application. So if you had 48 or more contributions a year, your payment would be €208.50. If it was between 36 and 47 contributions, it's €205.40. And the lowest rate is €202.90 if you had the contributions between 24 and 35. Your pension rate increases once you reach your 66th birthday, with the highest weekly rate being €248.30, which is the same amount as the full pension state pension contributory, and the lowest of €237.07. You cannot get the widow's, widower's or surviving civil partner's contributory pension at the same time as a state pension contributory. If you are entitled to both payments, you will be paid whichever is the higher amount. If you wish to receive the lower amount, you should contact the Department of Social Protection. You cannot get the widow's, widower's or surviving civil partner's contributory pension and halfway job seeker's benefit, illness benefit or incapacity supplement. However, you can get widows, widowers or surviving civil partners' contributory pension and half-rate maternity benefit, health and safety benefit, adoptive benefit and carers allowance if you also qualify for one of these payments. To apply, fill in a widower's surviving civil partners' contributory pension form and post it to the Pension Services Office of the Department of Social Protection. A claim for widows, widowers or surviving civil partners' contributory pension may be backdated for a maximum period of 6 months. Backdating of late claim beyond 6 months will be considered in circumstances where you fail to claim because of incorrect information being supplied by department or your incapacity by illness or infirmity. A widow's, widower's or surviving civil partner's non-contributory pension is a means-tested payment payable to a widow, widower or surviving civil partner who does not qualify for contributory widows, widowers or surviving civil partners payment. This payment was formerly called the widows, widowers non-contributory pension. It is the payment for widows, widowers or surviving civil partners who do not have dependent children. People with dependent children should apply for the one-parent family payment or job seekers transitional payment. Widows, widowers or surviving civil partners non-contributory pension is not paid to people aged 66 or over, but you can apply for state pension non-contributory instead. To qualify, you must be a widow, widower or surviving civil partner, and you must not be cohabiting with another person. You can keep your entitlement to this pension if you are divorced or your civil partnership has been dissolved, and you would have been entitled to this pension had you remained married or in a civil partnership. You must also pass a means test and be habitual resident in the state, so you must be living in Ireland. Your means are any income you have or property, except at your own home or an asset that will bring in money or provide you with an income. Your means are assessed using specific rules under the following headings. So cash income, including income from work, value of capital, for example, savings, investments, cash in hand and property but not your own home, and income from property personally used. The maximum range for this payment is €203 a week. The pension is taxable source, but you are unlikely to pay tax if it's your only income. As this is a means tested payment, you must always tell the Department of Social Protection is there any changes to your circumstances while you're getting this payment. If your means or circumstances change, you may no longer qualify for the payment, or it may be reduced. This could mean that you have to repay an overpayment. To apply, fill in the widow's, widower's or surviving civil partner's non-contributory pension form and post it to the pension section's offices of the Department of Social Protection. It is also the widowed or surviving civil partner grant, which is once-off payment to widows, widowers or surviving civil partners with dependent children. This grant is available to widows, widowers or surviving civil partners who have one or more dependent children living with them at the date of the death, or a widow or surviving civil partner whose child is born within 10 months of the date of death of her spouse or civil partner. For the purpose of the widowed or surviving civil partner grant, a qualified child is a child up to age 18 who is normally resident in state and who is living with you. A child aged between 18 and 22 who is normally resident in state continues to be qualified child provided their full-time education at a recognised school or college. You must also qualify for one of the following payments: widows, widowers or surviving civil partners contributory pension, one-parent family payment, death benefit under the occupational injury schemes, or state pension non-contributory. The grant is once-off payment of €8,000, and the payment of the widowed or surviving civil partner grant is made by cheque payable to widow, widower or surviving civil partner. For this grant, you need to apply to the widows, widowers or surviving partner pension section. I would like to remind listeners that citizens' information is open for business. Although in line with government guidance, our face-to-face service is not open at present, we are continuing to provide the service via phone and email, including help with filling in the forms. And if you would like to receive more information on the payments I described earlier, you can contact us on 07-6107-8190. That's 07-6107-8190. Lots of information you can find on our website, which is www.citizensinformation.ie, and there's a contact form you can fill out there if you would like to receive a call back from an information provider.
Anita, thanks very much for that. Always very interesting, and as you said there, there's an awful lot of information there, but people can ring 07-6107-8190.
It is, and just to mention that there could be people who are already in receipt of social welfare payments and they become widowed, okay, before they apply for widow's pension, okay, non-contributory or contributory one. I would advise clients to give us a call. The reason for that is, in some cases, the payment they currently are on are more favourable the one than the widowers. The reason for that is, for example, the invalidity pension comes with a free travel, for example, health for benefit package, things like that. The widower's pension may not be at that point. So again, before they apply, we would advise them to give us a call.
Well, that's great advice and a very good point. So thank you for that. Anything else?
No, that's it. The only thing is we are still open, we are still working, and we're there to help.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much, Anita, for that. And we'll be talking to Citizens Information again next week. Thank you.
Thank you.